exactly what VBS was talking about the last 3 days. With God, all things are possible. How many of you believe that? Oh, man, that's so good to see. So good to see. And, you know, with someone like myself, that I've gone to a lot of school over my my lifetime, and we studied philosophy and, I mean, just all kinds of real heady, you know, kinds of things, and things like this would come up. With God, all things are possible. And the scripture we just read says that if we have just a grain of faith, like a grain of mustard seed, we can move mountains. And, you know, I'm there, well, okay, but, I always had a but, you know. How do we explain that all things are possible with God, and if we have the faith of a mustard seed, we can literally move a mountain from here to there. Boy, in philosophy, we had a good time with that one. And if I can get this to work here. No, I think it's working. All right. There we go. And so here's the question. What do we believe about God? And y'all raised your hand when I said, you know, do we believe that all things are possible with God? And y'all raised your hand and said yes. And Matthew says this. Truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, as I was mentioning, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. So, here's the question. How big is your faith? How big is my faith? And I would like to ask us this morning, and as I was thinking about the sermon, I'm going to get back to talking about walking worthy next week. So I thought, well, okay, this week I'll speak on what the VBS theme was. And I think that was kind of ordained by God for me to do that, because I was really challenged when I started delving into, you know, with God all things are possible. Because we have a small church, right? And there's lots of empty seats here. Lots of empty seats. And what are we going to do, right, if we don't fill these seats? What are we going to do? What's going to happen to Franklin Hill Church? What's going to happen if these seats are not filled? It's wonderful that you're here today. And I'm so happy to see all of you. But you know, there's a world out there. And in Sunday school, we were talking about the catastrophe that's happening in Maui. Have you all seen on TV what the devastation is? I mean, it looked like, to me, like an atomic bomb went off or something. I mean, just total devastation. And we were talking about in Sunday school that we are in the last days, people. And you do realize that, don't you? I mean, even in our own locality here, never in my lifetime, and I've lived here for, well, in the Montrose area, 26, 27 years. Never, and correct me if I'm wrong, never have I experienced a summer where there's been so many tornado warnings. Is that true? Yeah. And that's here in our locality. And we've had, there was one in Susquehanna, I guess, last week, I understand. And we are in the end times. And there's people that need Jesus, right? Because our time is getting short. And are we going to be sharing our faith with whoever we come in contact with? I was in Price Chopper this past week, and I heard two older women talking about their church and what was going on with their church. And I'm just looking at ice cream. I probably shouldn't tell you. anyway, so I just kind of set a goal for Franklin Hill Church. And Deb says, oh yeah? And I think that we ought to set a goal by next year at this time that we have 100 people here. What do you think about that? You with me?
Yes.
Who's with me? Y'all with me? 100 people, which means that probably, you know, this would be jam-packed, and some of you would even have to sit in the front seat. And we might have to put some chairs, and Ron, we might have to have some people sitting up there with you.
I have 4 empty chairs up
here. Okay, see, there you go. There you go. See? Now, how many of you believe that that's possible? Okay. Just about everybody. Julie, I didn't see your hand go up. I know, Julie.
You've been down this road before.
Well, see? Now, Julie, you and I need to talk. You know, when I was doing this, I the same thing, you know, and they're, gee, wow, 100 people. Hmm. And I don't know where that number came from. It just came from God, I guess, right? We've been down this road before. Yeah. So do we really believe that God is going to bring us that many people by next year at this time? Well, Julie says we've been down this road before.
Prayer works, though.
Prayer works. Okay, amen. Yeah. Prayer and opening our mouths, right? Sharing Jesus. Right? How big is our faith? Is it that big? Right? And our faith is a gift of God. You say, well, you know, maybe I don't have that much faith. And I got to say, you know, I said this to Deb. My faith is not what it should be. Because when 100 people came to my mind, you know, I'm like, okay, God, what do I do with this? Do I actually say this to the folks at Franklin Hill? And I'm there, well, I probably shouldn't say that because they're going to have all kinds of doubts and say, sure, yeah, okay. We've been down this road before. Thank you, Julie. Right? And I thought, no, faith. That's not something that you can create. It's already been given to you. Now, here's the question, right? It says that it's a gift and not of works that anybody boasts. So it's from God. And our faith will only be as big as our daily exercise of the gift that God has given us. Now, some of you are pretty buff. I'm not one of them. Eric, I shook Eric's hand yesterday, and, you know, I almost said to him, easy on my hand, because, you know, I got arthritis in there. It's pretty painful. And so when somebody shakes my hand, I used to have a really great handshake. But thank you for not shaking my hand too hard, you know. But some of you are pretty buff. And Eric, how did you get that way?
Work.
Yes.
Yeah. Work that.
Probably lifted a lot of stone, right? In the stone quarries and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's exercise. And that's how you build these little puppies up here. See, I was going to school when you were lifting stone, see? So that's why. But that's how we get bigger, okay? And that's how our faith gets bigger, when we exercise our faith. Just like lifting stone. So how do we exercise our faith to move mountains? How do we exercise our faith so that next year at this time, you got a whole year. We got a whole year. Because I want to see 100 people. So, is our faith big enough for that? Well, we're going to have to exercise our faith. Exercise our faith. Open our mouths. Get involved. Get down in the trenches. Do whatever we can do. Right? Now, getting back to, so how do we exercise? By confronting our doubts. We've been down this road before. See what happens when you don't come to Sunday school? by confronting our doubts. I'm going to be honest with you. I have doubts. Do you? You know, I thought about Kaylee Sue. I said to Deb, I don't know whether Kaylee Sue's going to be here this Sunday or not, but if she was, I was going to bring her up and I'm going to say, Kaylee, do you believe that God can bring 100 people here a year from now? And I'll bet you, Kaylee Sue would say yes. Why do you think she would say that? Because she has faith of a child. Okay? And we have the privilege of working with these kids. And there are only five of them. That doesn't matter. The number doesn't matter. You know, Mac was here. And I got to know Mac. You know, we looked for critters. He loved to look for critters. So when you walk down to the back park back here, you'll see a lot of stones tipped over, Eric, so don't get too alarmed. We were looking. You already noticed that. You did, okay.
Who did the mower's fine.
What's that?
The mower's fine.
I didn't think about that. Sorry. Well, we were looking for critters, you know? And I just had such a great time hanging out with him, getting to know him. And I said to Deb, you know, we planted a seed in that young man's heart. And I don't know what God's going to do with that seed. But, you know, God may just call him to be standing up here someday. You know, that's how important our children are to us. And I'll tell you, it thrills my heart to see these kids here today. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, over in the community building there, there's a blacktop driveway, and the kids were taking chalk and writing. One of them made a cross, and they were writing all kinds of things. And I said, man, oh man, am I going to get in trouble because we got chalk on the blacktop? And I said, you know what? I don't care. We got kids, and it's evident. Look at that. When was the last time we had chalk on the blacktop over there?
I can't remember.
Praise God, right?
Yeah, amen.
And we need to bring more kids into this church because they're our future. True. They are our future, and their parents, they're our future. And that's what we need to be focusing on. Confronting our doubts, confronting our fears. Are we afraid to say the name of Jesus? Are we afraid of that? Really? The name of Jesus. Why is it so offensive to so many people? You know why? Because Jesus is the only way that this world is going to be saved. And that's offensive to many people. As the Bible says, it only comes through knowing Jesus Christ that you're saved. Confronting our fears. I hope you're not afraid to name the name of Jesus. I hope you're not afraid to invite somebody here. Why in the world would you be afraid to invite somebody to church? Right? Confront our fears. Confront our doubts and what we believe about God. Right? And Julie, you mentioned prayer, right? And that's key. That's key. We need to pray. Are you a praying church? Are we a praying church?
Yes.
We should be, and I hope we are. You know, and I'm always encouraged when Carolyn sends out emails. Carolyn, thanks for doing that. Pray for this person, pray for this person, pray for that person. And we have a lot of people that we're praying for. Prayer is powerful, but we need to be praying for our church, right? That we would have enough faith, and exercising that faith, becoming stronger and stronger amid whatever might happen. You know, and as I said in one of my messages, I think last week or the week before, you know, the evil one attacks from within and from without, and it's most effective when he attacks from within. And we need to be ready. And our faith needs to be strong to move forward, no matter what, no matter what. Right? So, I'm going to close by just asking you, what are you going to do with your faith? Are you going to exercise it this week? How are you going to exercise it this week? Are you going to pray? Are you going to share Christ?
Yes.
Are you going to? Thank you, Vivian. Are we going to invite people here? Are you going to be here and bring someone with you? If we all brought one person with us, we would double in size. You realize that? Just one person. Is that possible?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I like that. There you go. Right? So take that home with you. Let's get excited about who we are and what we have here. Right? Amen?
Amen.
Let me pray. Father, I thank you for everyone that's here this morning. So great to see everyone. The sunshine, the children. It's been such a wonderful week working with the kids. We pray that you will bring more children into our church and that we would be able to minister to these children in ways that will make a difference. We thank you for the difference that's already been made in these young lives, even Skyler. Sing the song. And Jade, these young children that you've sent us, we thank you for the seed that's already been planted in their hearts. And Lord, that seed, might we take that seed and share that as we go out this next week and invite people to church, invite people to know more about Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.